It's time now for The Best of Ourselves with Marcia Hyatt. Good morning, Marcia.
Good morning, CJ. We're going to talk about influence today.
Okay.
Influence. Have you been influenced lately that you can recall?
Lately. I'm sure I have.
Yeah. Well, think about people. Think about want people to change their behavior, to attend a meeting, to think your project's a good idea, to pick up their room. You know, there's all kinds of ways that we attempt to influence people around us. Mm-hmm. And so think, when I ask folks, you know, who have you been influenced by lately and what were the characteristics? Over and over again, when I'd ask groups this, people would say, well, it's somebody I trust. Somebody that listens to me, somebody that's open to being influenced by me, are some of the variables that come back around, which makes sense. Mm-hmm. You're in relationship. And yet, most of us, when we think about influence, the default is, okay, need to come up with a rational argument, make all my points really clear, think how to overcome any objections they have. And the irony is, when research is done on influence, they find that rational appeal is really low compared to collaboration and inspirational appeal, which means I've listened to you enough to know what you care about and connect in what I'd like to see happen with what you'd like to see happen. And what's happening in the research realm in social sciences, the Harvard Business School is saying now, research is heavily showing that we judge people, and especially leaders, by two qualities, strength and warmth. And We want that combo, and there's lots of research that says that combo gets fabulous results. And so the question is, which do you start with? And when you think about what people have said about who influences them, mm-hmm. it was the warmth. It was that characteristic. Amy Cuddy, one of the authors of this Harvard article that was in 2013, it's not uncommon for people to overvalue the importance of demonstrating their competence and power, often at the expense of demonstrating their warmth. And yet there's a really, really high cost to not exhibiting warmth and openness. So for example, there's a study that I was part of where you would give people a list of qualifications and then ask, you know, how you would judge this person. The qualifications were all the same except for one word: skillful, industrious, determined, practical, cautious, cold. And we changed cold to warm. And you would look at the difference. So if you had the word cold and you'd ask people, how would you do evaluate that person? Ungenerous, wouldn't like to work with them, unkind, not happy. And if you change the one word to warm, generous, love to work with them, kind, all the positive gain you get from mm-hmm. showing that warmth in yourself. Yet the irony is, we often think other people need to work on their warmth, not us. So when I did a study, it's like, you know, what kind of training do you feel like you need? And what kind of training do you feel like your colleagues need? Well, we would say our colleagues need interpersonal skills, but I'm good on that. I need a little bit more training on something else. Yeah. And so we don't often see in ourselves that we may not be projecting the warmth, which returns in spades in terms of both the quality of our interaction as mm-hmm. well as our ability to potentially influence. J.S. Knox said, you cannot antagonize and influence at the same time. Mm. So the question is, can I nudge my warmth up a little bit? You know, I mean, some of it's really obvious, like, so what do you think about this subject? You right. know, what's been your experience? And to listen quietly, openly. I mean, that's right. that's kind of an easy one. But
easier said than done.
It however. Is, yes. especially when you get really attached to winning.
Yeah. Or the outcome.
Yeah. And so that's a great point. So if you just start the meeting backing up a little bit, like what's the most important thing is that we come out of here feeling a sense of partnership and we feel like we're moving ahead our shared agenda. Mm-hmm. You know, if you can back up to something that you both can agree on, mm-hmm. whew, that helps a lot.
Yep.
And then the other part is, what am I doing or not doing that supports me in showing up as someone people can trust? Shows up as someone people feel that they can relate to. And so as someone, I have to own this, I mean, as someone who's emphasized competence over warmth, I can intimidate people, and I hate that. It's not my intention. But then the question to me is, okay, so have I done my centering practice? Mm-hmm. Have I done my gratitude practice to remind me the blessings in my life? Do I smile? Am I asking people about their life? As opposed to getting right to the task and making a rational argument? The note to self, you can't fake warmth.
Exactly. You know? You can't ask somebody about their life and then interrupt them to go on to your point.
Yeah, I mean, okay. You know? That's great that you got, and that makes my point, right? Like, it's great that you're interested in environment. I want to tell you about my agenda. Yeah. Exactly. It's got to be with that openness.
Yes.
And so part of what you can do to prepare yourself is thinking about what questions you might ask that you really would be curious about ahead of the meeting. Just to the point earlier, think about what's the higher order agenda here? What's the really big intention, not the little one like I win mm-hmm. my point. And then, of course, like as I said, if you do some practices personally where you notice and savor the positive in your life. I've just been reading a book, Braiding Sweetgrass, which is a scientist who's also a Native American, talking about their practice of doing a Thanksgiving prayer when they gather as a group. And it goes on and on and on because there's so much to be thankful for. Mm-hmm. She goes, but when you do that, then as a group, you're much more open-hearted and softened. Mm-hmm. So can I do that for myself? And Wendy Palmer, the Aikido master, mm-hmm. would say, also notice your body posture. Just practice having your heart opened and your spine strong, warmth and strength. It's not like you give up yourself. It's not like you don't have a perspective, but you open yourself to others as well. And it's amazing. It's one of those go slow to go fast. It's amazing how much further you can get when you've got commitment versus compliance because you strong arm people into something.
Right.
So I'll close with a Lao Tzu quote. Kindness in words creates confidence. Kindness in thinking creates profoundness. And kindness in giving creates love. So perhaps kindness fits into my influence strategy.
Very cool.
Thanks,
Thank
CJ.
Thank you, Marcia.